Welcome to Halicast, the official podcast of Halastar Forums. I'm your host, VL, and along with my co-host, Frouth, we work to bring you the latest in Pendragon each week. Join us for news, theories, discussion, and more.
Welcome to Halicast number 7, and I'm alone this week. Because Frouth is sick, guys. Yeah, I guess this is a pretty bad introduction, because, Frouth was sick this week, couldn't record with me, well, last week, and we really didn't get a chance to record. So I'm alone this week, again. Well, not again. For all segments this week, although we do have a surprise host coming in to join us in the Circle of Klee, first ever guest host, applied through the email. You guys know how it works. I'm really sorry, it's hard to do a show alone, and, that's what it's turned out to be. There's no Pendragon news this week that is worth talking about. Well, none at all, actually. No Halastar, Halicast, Halowiki. Well, I shouldn't count Halastar. There's some new products in the Halastar. Let me just get this up here. Welcome to Halicast. CafePress.com/Halinet for the Halastar. If you, which sells great Halinet merchandise. We have a new Are You Leak t-shirt, which I promised a while ago. And we're working on a Halicast Milk in a Bag t-shirt, so if you guys want to check that out. The Are You Leak t-shirt is available for $25.99 and features a long-sleeve black t-shirt, which is also available in navy, and features a beautiful lime green Are You Leak t-shirt and nice leak on it if you want to wear some onions to school. If leeks are onions. Are leeks onions? I don't know. I don't know what leeks are. We'll, somebody tell us what leeks are and you'll win $5,000 of leeks. We'll send leeks to your house. Coming up in this week's episode, obviously we've got a Circle of Klee on the awesomeness that is St. Dane. I discussed that with our surprise guest host. We got a fanfic corner, we've changed the name of the fanfic corner, actually. It's no longer called the fanfic corner. We've now decided to call it Patrick's Library Corner, because it sounds a lot better. So, it's now called Patrick's Library Corner. And I think that's it. Oh, Quill and Games, of course. This is sort of in the fallout of our live show. We're pretty disorganized. Don't have much to talk about. It's much better than the live show, though. So, hopefully, if you were at the live show, you understand what I'm talking about. We actually didn't cut out. Anyway, there's some little effect things. We got some new transition segment music things, spicing stuff up. And on that note, if you would like to, if you like the segment transition music stuff, send us an email at halicast@gmail.com. That's pretty much it for this week. It's a short show, it's a boring show, it's a frothless show, it's a solo show, it's VL, and just VL. That's who I am, by the way. I didn't introduce myself at the first of this episode like I usually do. I'm VL. Webmaster of Halinet, and we'll press on with the show, I guess. We'll see you up next for a Patrick's Library Corner.
Welcome to Patrick's Library Corner, where we read Pendragon fanfiction as written by you. Listen in on this week's selection.
And this boring, frouthless show continues with our new segment name thing. Patrick's Library Corner. I know I sound really excited here doing this. I'm sorry, guys. It's just hard to do a one-person podcast. This week on Patrick's Library Corner, we are featuring a new author to the Fanfic Corner. He has never been featured on Halicast before. He's not even on Halastar. His name is Smiler Tyler, and he is from thependragonadventure.com, and he has written an awesome fanfiction of Raven Rise. I'm only going to read the first little section of it, but it's really, really good, and I'm hooked on it. I've checked back for every update, and I finally got around to contacting him too. I think that's the second time in Halicast history that I actually got around to contacting the person that I'm featuring on the show. So, without further ado, let's begin reading the fanfiction. The shore of England was clearly visible in the distance. Courtney sat alone on the sun deck. She had nothing to pack up before she got off the boat. While Mark and his parents had to pack their suitcases. Dodger was walking around the ship. He had taken a real interest in the Queen Mary and wanted to take one last look. Courtney missed Bobby more than ever. Although she had barely seen him over the past 3 years, it was now that she knew he was gone forever that she missed him. She looked at her ring hopelessly, wishing that it would activate and spew out another journal. She tried not to cry, but she could not conceal her sorrow. To keep her mind off of Bobby, she would think of what she would now had to do. Firstly, she must find KEM Limited and get rid of Forge. Also, she must get off of First Earth. She knew that she was no use there, and she wanted to continue the fight for Hala. As the boat approached shore, she ran down to Mark's suite. Mark, his parents, and Dodger were there, waiting outside the door. They walked down to the front of the ship and got off. They got off the boat and saw a bunch of people walking the streets of London. Dodger walked up to a man on the street. "Hello," Dodger said in his best British accent. "Do you happen to know where KEM Limited is?" The man didn't even stop walking to acknowledge Dodger, and I know that was my best British accent ever. Any British people, I'm sorry for slaughtering your accent. Anyway, Dodger kept asking around, but every either didn't know or ignored him. Courtney looked around. She didn't know why, but she was looking for a sign or something to show her to the next move. Dodger rejoined Courtney in the Diamonds. "These people are not helpful," Dodger said. "I don't think they appreciate your fake British accent," Mrs. Diamond told Dodger. "People don't like being made fun of." Mrs. Diamond knew people. She could read people like a book. Dodger sighed and walked back to more people. Courtney looked over and saw someone that looked different from everyone else. In the streets of Britain, the only pedestrians were businesslike men and women walking quickly as if they were late. Courtney walked away from the Diamonds to a skinny, dark-haired boy. Courtney tapped his shoulder. "Do you know where we can find KEM Limited?" Courtney asked this boy, hoping that he would help. He was different. He looked worn down, tired, and out of place. "KEM Limited?" the boy replied excitedly. Suddenly, his emotions cooled down. He looked down for a second. "Nice ring you got there." Courtney put her hand over it. She didn't want anyone taking her acolyte ring. "It's important to me. Please don't take it. I do not plan on it," the boy replied. "Follow me and bring your friends." The boy started walking away. Courtney ran, grabbed Dodger, and motioned the Diamonds her way. They followed the boy into an alley. It was dirty, and the group decided to keep their distance from the boy. Suddenly, Courtney's ring activated. The boy stopped immediately. Courtney could no longer hide the ring. A roll of parchment fell out of the ring. Courtney couldn't move. She wondered what the boy would do. The mysterious boy turned around. He looked around the age of 15. He spoke for the first time since their walk to the alley. Courtney knew who it was, but Dodger and the Diamonds were still afraid. "I hope that is from Pendragon," Ciri said. "I want to know why he thinks he can just leave the Travelers to finish what he started." Courtney picked up the journal and read it aloud to Dodger, the Diamonds, and the Traveler from Ibarra. And if you want to read the rest of that fanfiction, feel free to check out Smiler Tyler's thread over at the pendragonadventure.com/forum under the fanfic board. And his story name is just simply Ravenrise. And you should... it's got 407 replies as I read this. There's 9 pages. It's a pretty popular fic. I really liked it. I find his writing to be a lot like DJ's. I find it to be... He really captures Bobby's personality. And if you read later on... In the fanfiction... When you get to where he does talk as Bobby, you'll understand that. Anyway, I think that's it for this week's fanfic corner. I hope it wasn't too boring without Ralph here to liven things up a bit. But anyway, hopefully he'll be back next week. Anyway, thanks for listening, and on with the show. It's time for the Quilling Games, Halicast's weekly Pendragon quiz. Listen closely for the question, then post your answer on www.halistar.ca.gs.
And we're back with the Quilling Games. Dun dun dun. Exciting. See, I can do whatever I want because Ralph's not here to tell me not to do stuff. So anyway, for this week's Quilling Games, since we don't really have a winner from last week, Cameron won the live Quilling Games, if you guys were listening to last week's show. This week we'll do a completely new question, completely new game, start it off, just to get back in the run of things. And if you want to get in on the Quilling Games, then you listen to this week's episode, get the question, take your answer to www.halistar.ca.gs, which is Halistar Forums, our unofficial Pendragon forum, and go to the Quilling Games board under Halicast, and you can post your answer to this week's question in the thread called Quilling Games number 7, unless we forget to put it up, which I usually do, because it's usually not up until a day after I post it. And your answer has to be specific. You can only have one guess per person per week, and you cannot win 2 weeks in a row. And when I say specific, I mean perfectly specific. You have to give me the exact answer or it's not right. Like, if I ask, who are the acolytes from Second Earth? I don't want just Mark and Courtney. I want Mark Courtney and Tom Dorney, but that's obviously not going to be the question for this week because I just asked it. Anyway, the question for this week is, on what date did Max Rose die in a car accident in the Never War? On what date, exact date, did Maximilian Rose die in a car accident? Was supposed to die in a car accident, I should say. He didn't die in the car accident, obviously, if you've read the book, but on what day was Max Rose supposed to die in a car accident, according to Third Earth, according to the computer on Third Earth and Patrick? So, if you haven't answered that, head on over to Halastair Forums, which I gave the link to earlier, and post your answer in the Quill and Games session. Anyway, that's it for this week's Quill and Games. I know it was a very short segment, but that's because Frost's not here to help me, and I really hope he's back next week. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we shall press on with the show.
It's time for a Halicast roundtable discussion. Join our hosts as they tackle a topic in the Pendragon series on
The Circle of Queen.
All right, we're back with the Circle of Klee. I'm here with our first ever Circle of Klee guest host, and that is Defying Expectations from Halastair Forums. She has been featured on our show already many times for her fan fiction, and she was even featured fan once. So, welcome, DE.
Thank you. Hi.
We're here to talk about Saint Dane today on the Circle of Klee. So,
yeah, exciting.
We'll have to jump right in.
Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of first-time guest host thing, so. So what are your thoughts on Saint Dane? Is he good? Is he evil? Is he...
Well, I think that good or evil is too narrow of terms. I don't think he's a good guy because, I mean, he goes to such lengths to kill people, which...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pull up the thread on Halastair here, the Saint Dane thread. Mm-hmm. And we referenced this in the live show, too, but the live show kind of sucked, as we all know. So,
yeah.
I think that's pretty much the... It was fun, to say the least. I think the general idea is, yeah, it's really... It's not enough to say that he's either good or that he's evil. He's somewhere in the middle. He thinks what he's doing is good. He thinks he's doing the right thing, and what the Travelers are doing is wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's such a complicated topic that I'm completely unprepared. I just came from somewhere out. I forgot completely about this. So, let's see. This is really hard.
Should we start with another point about Saint Dane?
Like Saint Dane, why not?
Maybe.
Where is he from? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people seem to think that he's a That he is Bobby. I read a theory about that, and
really?
that's a popular one, is that he is Bobby from the past. And I also read a theory where he's all of the travel, where, say, Halla was founded by 10 people, and I know I say this all the time, but Halla was founded by 10 people, mm-hmm. and Saint Dane was the one that founded Second Earth, well, the Earth thing. And Bobby is Saint Dane, I don't know, it was a long theory, and I wrote it out somewhere, and I lost it now, but it was that Saint Dane is Bobby from the past. Bobby is Saint Dane reincarnated, and the reason Saint Dane can always know what Bobby is going to do next is because he is Bobby. He's been through it before, and the past is repeating itself.
So, at some point, Bobby turns into Saint Dane, or is it like another? Is it like an extension of himself?
Yeah, he's been sort of reincarnated. I guess I don't know. I really didn't. I didn't think about it much when I was posting it. It was about a year ago, so...
Okay.
But it was like... I don't know, really. It's so complicated. I don't have any notes for this. Usually I have notes, but we don't for this week, because this was so...
That's fine. It's already better than last week.
Live show, definitely. But let's jump into... what do you think his intent is? Because we think it's the convergence, obviously, but he's... Mm-hmm. There's got to be more than that. He referenced in Pilgrims of Rain somewhere that there is... That he's... Here, I'll go get the book. Sorry about that. I have all my Pendragon books on the desk beside me, so.
Me too, except my friend's borrowing my copy of Pilgrims of Rain, so.
Yeah,
Fralf has. I'd look it up with you.
Fralf has my copy of Blackwater, so. Let's see. Yeah, I think this is the chapter here. Yeah, he says here. This is on page 521 of Pilgrims of Rain. Saint Dane took a step closer to me. I could feel the chill coming off of him. I didn't move. And now you finally see the truth, he hissed. I don't see anything. What truth? His eyes were locked on mine. When he spoke, it was with a seething intensity that I had never seen from him. There is a new order coming, Pendragon. Hala is only the beginning. So, Hala is only the beginning. That's Halaster's slogan, but... What does he mean by Hala is only the beginning? Because obviously he knows something that we don't.
Yeah, we talked about this on the forums once. We didn't really come up with much.
Yeah. I heard.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it means like other territories with different beings, or if there's maybe some sort of other universe.
Yeah, that could be.
That makes sense.
What I thought when I heard it is that. He's referencing something like maybe when the convergence happens, that will be something else other than Hala. It will be different, and then he will be there to pick up the pieces, because that seems like that's what he's been implying the whole time. But what does it mean? Because I think he even said it once that when Hala falls, he'll be the one that's there to pick up the pieces. But what does he mean by pick up the pieces? How can he
rule all?
Yeah.
Of
how can he rule 10 territories and more from what we've just read in Pilgrims of Rain? How can he rule more than 10 territories?
Right, unless they've all converged together.
Exactly.
At that point.
Exactly, which is a completely different subject, so...
Sort of.
Well, as you can tell, I'm really prepared for this.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. I really think... I should have got notes... Here's an idea.
What? Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. The King of Hala thread right here. I forgot about this one. Saint Dane said his goal was to become the king of all territories. In Pilgrims of Rain, when Bobby asked Saint Dane, "Who is the king now?" the only reply was, "You finally see the truth." So, we've completely gone off of Saint Dane, but who... It's... When Bobby asks who the king is now, you finally see the truth. So, who is the king now? I don't know. Press, maybe? Press is dead. It's like the Dumbledore is not dead thing.
Well, why would Press... I don't know. I think when he says that, he's saying
he wants to be the first. To own Hala, to... Yeah.
He wants to go into uncharted territory.
He wants to make it his own. He wants to... Oh, it's... Yeah, he wants
where
to
no
be...
Man has gone before.
The first to rule Hala, and I think... That's part of why he wants to beat Bobby, because maybe he sees... He thinks that Bobby also wants to be the king of Hala, and that Press also wants to be the king of Hala. And who knows, that could have been Press's goal, because we really don't know much about Press. But that could have been his goal, and... He could see through... He could see Bobby maybe trying to carry on what Press was doing, if in his mind he thinks Press was trying to rule Hala. He could see Bobby is trying to rule Hala too, I don't know. And he wants to beat Bobby too, ruling Hala.
Well, it's true that we don't know what Press's goals really were, but I think Saint Dane... I mean, like you said, he always seems to know what Bobby's thinking, and I don't really think he would believe that Bobby wants to rule Hala. Bobby's great, but he's also a bit of an idiot, and I don't think he has the knowledge to...
And
run all the 10 territories, so I don't think...
Yeah, and God knows Saint Dane wouldn't think that he had the intelligence to rule all the territories either.
Yeah.
Wow. It's just... could he be, I don't want to say, I don't want to say the, but it just seems like he always,
are we talking about
the idea that he always knows what's going to happen? Let's elaborate on that a bit. What do you think about that, the fact that he can, how do you think he can do that? Because he's not like looking into a crystal ball or anything. What is he? I mean, because I mean he knew from the beginning that Denderon would be the first one to fall. So how did he know that? How did he know that way back then that it was going to? I mean, that was at least, I think, 2 or 3 years in Second Earth time. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like your idea about that. Maybe he sort of helped start or found Hala. I don't know how that would. Maybe he somehow knows the whole course.
It could be. He knows. He knows exactly. He knows.
If he knows the course, then he can try to.
Maybe that's what.
It.
Maybe that's what's to come. Is because he has to. Bobby will have to find that out too and exploit it. I don't know. I read a fanfic once that it was called The Prophecy something or other, and it was about a prophecy that started, that told exactly how everything was supposed to happen in Hala, and Bobby had to figure out that prophecy, and because Saint Dane wrote it, and Bobby would have to figure it out and exploit it so it went the right way instead of the wrong way, which Saint Dane wanted it to go, and I don't know, it was a good fic, but
wait, so you're saying that when Hala was started, there was a prophecy about how it would go.
Yeah, and if any of you out there have ever played the game Super Paper Mario for the Wii, yeah, that's pretty much the storyline. But it's, I was thinking it might be the same for Pendragon. I don't know.
Because DJ obviously loves his Paper Mario.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has a Wii. He definitely does. I'm going to ask him that. I'll send him an email. No, I won't. That would be a waste of an email. Anyway, I think that pretty much wraps up the whole Saint Dane discussion. So let's just do a little final thoughts thing. What are your final thoughts on Saint Dane? Anything else you want the world to hear about your Saint Dane opinions, ideas, theories? You can say something random here too if you want.
Nothing comes to mind. It's just he's a great character and I don't know,
he really is because he appears and he has such great dialogue. He's a lot like, I'm going to compare it to Harry Potter because that's just what I do. He seems a lot like Voldemort, but not like Voldemort in a way.
Okay.
He's always, where I find Saint Dane seems to be so much less of a perfect person than Voldemort. He makes mistakes, I'll always bring back that, always remember that first scene, that first time that Saint Dane realizes defeat is in the end of The Merchant of Death when Bobby defeats him and he has this look of terror on his face as, I don't remember the exact scene, I haven't read the first book in a while, but he just gets this look on his face like, oh my, Bobby beat me. And then he goes to Chloral and everything starts over again, but and DJ said once that his favorite villains are the ones that... Yeah. Oh, what is this? MMM122 on the forums brought this to my attention the other day, and I'll have to go find it now.
Are the ones that genuinely seem to think they're doing good?
They don't understand that what they're doing is wrong, and I think that's what makes Saint Dane such a good character, is that he thinks that what he's doing is 100% right, and that he can do no wrong, and maybe he is doing no wrong. Maybe that's why... Maybe Neva also knows something that we don't, and that's why she joined him.
Yeah.
Maybe Bobby has been led astray by Press's views, and that Saint Dane is right. Saint Dane is doing what's right for Hala.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for being on the Circle of Klee this week. Next week's Circle of Klee topic is going to be... let's see. You want to pick the topic for next week? I can't think of anything.
A blank.
How about Uncle Press? All right. Next week's Circle of Klee topic will be Uncle Press. Hopefully, Feralf will be better by then. And if any of you guys out there want to be a guest host on the Circle of Klee, like DE did this week, And, I mean, you can attest to the fact that it's easy, it's fun, well, somewhat, and it's...
I had fun.
You had fun. And it gets your theories, opinions heard, then you can send us an email at halicast@gmail.com. You must have Skype or MSN Messenger, because that's what we used this week. Or, and you also must have some way of recording yourself and sending me the recording, so I can mix you into the show. And you can email your application to, again, halicast@gmail.com. Anyway, thanks very much, DE, and we'll move on with the show. Good having you on the show.
Okay, thanks.
Finally, it's the end. It's the end. I can mimic Frelf, I guess. Oh, it's the end. I'm Frelf, and it's the end. And I'm VL, and I'm sad that it's the end, too.
Oh, me too. Let's talk about leaks.
Okay, let's talk about leaks.
Leaks are pretty cool.
I like them, too.
And so is milk in a bag.
Ha ha ha. As you can tell, my... Oh, I hate talking to myself. I could get Frelf on the phone, but it's not worth it. Anyway, just to explain ourselves, well, myself, for the reason we couldn't record this week. I was supposed to sit down with Frelf to do the Circle of Klee on Thursday, last Thursday, at, what time? I can't remember. And because that's usually when we do the Circle of Klee, but Frelf couldn't because he was sick. And so I had to record it myself with our special guest host, DE, as you heard, and she did an excellent job filling in for Frelf, obviously. And instead, I had to end up doing the entire show myself because we literally had no time to record because his microphone doesn't work. My microphone works, but he couldn't get over to my house. So next week, hopefully, we'll all have our Frelf-tasticness back. Frelf will be here recording with me once again. And that will be that. Sorry for the short show this week, guys. Sorry for the crappy show this week, guys. I hope it sounded somewhat better with our little transition music things. This is, like, worse than episode 1. We will try our hardest to make episode 8 the best episode of Halicast yet. But because this isn't episode 8 yet, this is episode 7, which is, I mean, we've been going for 7 weeks. Cough, cough. We're great. 8 weeks if you count the week that we took off. Next week will be much better, guaranteed. Because we only had one host this week. Well, 2, if you count DE, I'm sorry, I keep excluding her. And if you count my dog, who's sitting here snoring in the room beside me, then we had 3 hosts. Three hosts, that's almost as much as last week, 4 hosts. Well, not really, but anyway. I better get out of here before I start talking to myself a bit more. Anyway, guys, this is VL, signing off.
And this is Frelf, signing off.
Okay, bye, Frelf.
Bye. That was a good episode.
I know it was. It was the best one ever. And you guys out there think I'm crazy right now, so I'm just going to leave on a high note and say this is VL signing off. See you guys later.
That was a really good episode, VL.
Yeah, I know. Especially since you weren't there.
Hey, that wasn't very nice.
Hey, Prof, get away. That's not very nice. Stop hitting me.
I'll hit you all I want. You said I wasn't a good host.
I never said that. I just said it was a good episode because you weren't there. Sometimes we need to take a break from Frelf, you know?
No, it still wasn't nice. I don't like you anymore.
Well, maybe I don't like you either.
I'm not your friend anymore. I'm not going to do Halicast anymore.
Fine then. Maybe that's how you want... Hey, get away! Stop! Frelf, stop that!